Eagles ball. All right. We have substitutions have been approved to come in. All right. And with that, just making sure I'm trying to see who's coming in. Cadence will be coming out. Addison Babbling. Oh, no, this is a timeout was called. Okay. I will figure out who's in and who's out here in a moment. We're going to do a quick ad break. When we come back, we'll have more basketball.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Welcome back here on 103.1 Trail Mix. I'm Steve Jellin bringing you today's game. Shawamigan Screaming Eagles are the visiting team as against the Mercer Tigers hosting this wonderful basketball bout. The Eagles are in the lead 11-9 with 10 minutes and 24 seconds left in the first half. Plenty of game to play. Substitutions just went in. Sharika Rudolph is now in the game for the Eagles. And it looks like the starting lineup for the Tigers is still all the same. Three-point shot attempted by Addison Bablick, and it bounced off the rim, and the ball just kind of lasered left out of bounds. No one could have got that if they tried. That thing hit the rim at such an angle that it just was a blast. All right. The ball was passed in because the ball did go off of the hand of the Tigers. And so the ball got passed into Rauschenbach, and she made the easy layup, pushing the score to 13-9, 10 minutes remain in the first half. Number 13, Kaylee Powers, is now carrying the ball up the court to Jenny. Gets it. She drives inside, gets a nice ball led in to number 20, who makes the layup. Anya Brandenburg with another 2 points, bringing her total, I believe, to 4 points tonight. All right. Pass over to Sharika, gets the ball in the corner. Looking, good defense so far. Passes inside to Rauschenbach, who in the double team goes for the layup anyway. Misses it, and the ball almost rebounded by Addison Bablick, but it just went off her fingers, and it went out of bounds. All right. All right, Sharika was in for Madison Ernst. They've switched back out. Madison Ernst is now in the game, and Sharika is now onto the bench. Cadence passes in to Ernst, looking, almost gets stolen away. Takes the shot into the tall defender at the rainbow. It goes in and out. It didn't want to drop. There's a magnet in the ball. It got repelled. The missed shot, and now the Tigers got it. Carrying up the court, gets the ball to her center, number 45, Sherman. All right, she draws the foul and gets two free throws. I need to apologize to our Mercer listeners. I am having the most difficult time trying to figure out how to pronounce number 45's first name. I believe it looks like Ely. And so if I said it wrong, I profusely apologize, but I'm going to go with that. I'm pretty sure it's Ely. All right. First free throw is a miss. Second one is also a miss. But for the second time tonight, the Tigers get the rebound on the free throw shot. Misses the layup. Cadence McCoon gets the rebound. Passes over to Steph Ernst, Steph Ernst is the coach. Madison Ernst goes for the layup and misses. All right. Kaylee Powers got the ball. Top. Passes the ball over to number 20. Intercepted by Madison yet once again. And she passes inside. The Bablick gets stuffed. Ball gets reset. Ooh. That was a good call. I actually was about to say, the Eagles were going to get away with the travel, but the refs laser-eyed. They saw it. So basically what happened was when Madison Ernst went to pass the ball, her toe drug. Like, so... It was micro, but it was there. 100% of travel. Good. Good job by the refs. All right. refs aren't missing anything tonight. Okay. The number 23 for the Tigers, Kyrie Morneau, has been flirting underneath the basket, and she got called for 3-second violation underneath the hoop. She'd been playing it good so far. She just was a little bit too inside for a little bit too long. So now it is Swamig and Screaming Eagles ball. All right. Ernst carrying it up the court. She's at the top of the key. Tries to drive. Pulls it short. Then it's just good ball movement back and forth. She takes the two-point shot by the free throw line. Misses. And now Jenny passes over to Kaylee Powers, who has the ball. Looking. Waiting for her offense to set up. Nice crossover. Passes over the top, and Case McCoon gets the steal. Looking for the full court press here by the Tigers, and good job by the Screaming Eagles to kind of move the ball through the court. Three-point shot attempted off the rim. A great attempt by Claire Young. It's just a little short. All right. Danica Hahn on defense for the Screaming Eagles right now. She's matching up with Kaylee Powers. All right, ball gets passed over, then back over to Kaylee. And we have another 3-second violation under the hoop. 23 is going to have to, the coach for the Tigers is talking to 23 saying, hey, watch your lane. You can't just park underneath the hoop there. All right, 7:30 remains in the first half. The score is 13-11 Eagles. Rauschenbach looking to change that, misses her layup. And the Tigers now have an opportunity to tie. Powers carrying the ball up the court. Passes it over into the corner to Jenny. Passes across the court to 23. It barely goes over her hands. And we have another solid pass by Madison. She goes for the layup. It's super high, and the ball gets stuck way up on top of the backboard. And it just rolled down, so no one has to climb it or nothing. Man, I would say the Tigers right now are showing excellent hustle, as every single pass that's been disrupted by Madison has not led to points because of their return defense. So good job on that, although I'm sure they would like to not turn over the ball in the first place, but they have yet to be truly punished for those mistakes. Pass inside. It gets to number 14, who takes her shot and misses. Now Madison has the ball. Passes way down the court. Almost gets to two of the Eagle players who can't. So now they got a return on offense. And Madison gets a steal. No, it goes out of bounds. Tiger ball. Man, both teams are just having a little bit of difficulty setting up an offense right now. But it's not like jittery, if that makes sense. It just seems like they're getting open. Both teams are getting open shots, but their passing has just been a little tough trying to get it inside both the Rauschenbach for the Eagles and for number 23, Irene Morneau, for the Tigers. Three-point attempt by Jenny misses, and now Ernst has got the ball, slows it down, lets her offense get in position, drives to the hoop, passes it inside to number 13. Claire Young makes the easy layup. The score is now 15-11. Eagles in the lead with 6 minutes left in this first half. If Ernst can drive like that, she will draw. Oh, Ernst just got a steal straight up. No pass. It gets passed over to Babler, who goes for the layup, and now that's him. 17-11. Great job by Addison Babler getting in position to try the win of 1-2. Jenny couldn't outplay it this time, but here we go. Madison Ernst she might be close to 10 steals already in this game. Jenny makes a great attempt to drive to the hoop, and it just barely misses. Goes out of bounds, and now it's Eagles ball. 5 minutes and 38 seconds remain in this first half. All right, number 14 for the Tigers, Alicia DelVito, got subbed in for number 23, Irene Morneau. All right. Steal by Jenny for the Tigers. Gets the ball right back in position, and she is dribbling the ball up the court slowly, waiting for offense to get into transition. Randenberg's got the ball. Passes back over to Jenny. Driving in, gets it inside to number 45, Ely, who then goes for the layup. But I don't know if that's going to go as a block, but it just didn't get to the hoop. All right. Claire Young gets the ball over to Madison, who takes a three-point shot, misses. These are good looks, though. Like, if you're at the top of the key there and no defenders in your face, you almost want to take the three almost every time. So good attempt, but it did not go in. So the score remains 17-11 Eagles. All right, Powers got the ball, gets it back to Jenny, throws it back over to Brandenburg, who goes for the quick shot. It misses, and it's out of bounds. Number 14, Alicia Delvito, tried to keep the ball in play, but if she did, that would have been amazing. That would have been difficult. All right, coach for the Tigers has called timeout with 4 minutes and 44 seconds left in the first half. Eagles lead 17-11. This is 103.1 Trail Mix. We're going to kick to a quick ad break, and when we come back, we'll have the rest of the first half. Don't go anywhere.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local community since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schwamman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Welcome back. This is 103.1 Trail Mix, bringing you tonight's game of the Mercer Tigers hosting the Schwamman Screaming Eagles. Screaming Eagles so far in the lead, 17-11. With 4 minutes and 44 seconds left in the first half. After the timeout, we immediately have some confusion here. So instead of the ball being in play. I see what happens. There was the coach for the Screaming Eagles are requesting a emergency substitution because one of the players was bleeding. It's like from the leg or maybe the finger or something. Either way, they got the blood to stop. And so she's back in. Refs are saying if you had to make a substitution, they would have had to call a timeout, but they did get it to stop. So Cadence McCoon is back in. All right. Madison moves the ball up the court. Quick pass. Ooh, Bablick had a good shot for three, but it missed. She's taking a couple threes today, and it's just a little off. But keep doing it. They're getting open and on point. And then Jenny says, you know what? How about I take a three-point shot? This is how it's done. She drains it. Just one-on-one in front of her defender. But then number 14 goes for another. Pavlik goes for another three-point, misses. All right. Well, after Jenny made her three, the score got pushed to 14-17. The Eagles still in the lead. Pass it over to number 21. She takes another three attempt. It's short. Rauschenbach with the rebound. Passes it over to Madison, carrying up the court. She's going to have an open look to Pavlik for the layup. Surprised the fouling it called there. But Rauschenbach gets the ball, turns and shoots, misses. It is now Tigers possession, and they're carrying it up the court. Powers got it, drives it, gets it inside to 23, passes it over to Brandenburg, who then shoots it up, misses. Good rebound by Rauschenbach. Cadence carrying the ball up, throws it long, gets it to Claire Young, who misses the layup. Oh, Tigers balls, it gets knocked out of bounds. That was a great pass by Cadence McCoon, who just basically did a nice little rainbow pass, got it to Claire. She just couldn't get the layup. It was a contested layup, to be fair, but either way. Okay. All right. Powers carrying the ball, gets it to Jenny. Open look for a three, no defender. Shoots it, misses it, gets it rebound. It by Anya, who then gets the ball back over. Back to Anya. She's now getting double team. Ball's almost stolen. Gets it over to 14, passed inside. It's intercepted by, you guessed it, Madison Ernst, who almost drops the ball, passes it over to 12, then back over to Haley, who goes for the two-point shot. Nice make on the layup, 19-14, with 3 minutes just happened on the clock here in the first half. All right. Jenny's got the ball for the Tigers. She's looking, passes it inside to Anya, who takes a nice open shot. Oh, just barely misses. That's a good look. Jenny gets the ball off a weird rebound, takes a three, misses. It goes out of bounds. Eagles ball. All right, substitutions are being approved here. And so 23, that would be Gretchen Etter. Freshman, okay, comes onto the court for Claire Yunk, it looks like. Oh, and the Eagles, I think, are the ones that called a timeout. Yeah, they did. The Screaming Eagles just called a timeout. All right. We're going to take a quick ad break, and when we come back here on 103.1 Trail Mix, we'll have more basketball. Don't go anywhere.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back here on 103.1 Trail Mix as we bring you tonight's game of the Eagles versus the Tigers here in Mercer. Eagles got the ball currently. Ball getting moved around. Cadence has got it. Passes over to Haley for a long two-pointer. Misses. And it looks like Ernst gets the ball somehow off the ground. Ball gets over to Addison Bablick, who passes it high. Gets tipped by the Tigers. They get the steal. Good defense. The Tigers trail by five. Ball almost got stolen, but it went out of bounds. The Tigers retain possession. 2 minutes and 5 seconds left in the first half. The score is 19-14. Eagles leading, but Tigers with the ball. Pass inside. Jenny's got it. Ely goes for a three-point shot. Off the rim, misses. And then number 23, Irene Morneau, gets the rebound and makes a nice two-pointer. This is now a three-point lead for the Eagles as they made that and pushed their score to 16. Bablick gets the ball, takes a quick shot, misses, and somehow Haley Rochebaugh gets the rebound inside. Ooh, that's a shooting foul. Ref, nothing's getting by these refs tonight. They're laser-focused as Haley goes for the layup and gets swatted in her hands as she went for the shot. So she'll have two attempts here. 1 minute and 38 seconds remain in this first half. The score is 19-16. Eagles with the lead. First free throw, up, and it misses off of the back of the rim. Score remains 19-16. Second free throw attempt coming up here pretty soon. Here we go. Second shot is up and in. Score is now 20-16. All right. Tigers pass the ball in. Jenny's got it, carrying it up the court. She's now just gotten to the top of the key, passes it over to Anya, and back to Jenny. Tries to carry it inside, passes over to Powers, goes off of her hands, out of bounds, and misses. All right. Ball gets passed to the court real fast. Addison Bablick goes for a three-point shot, and once again, it just barely misses. Man, if the earth spun a little bit differently, that might have dropped, but it did not. And so the Tigers now got the ball, but it gets tipped. An intercepted pass goes to Madison. Goes for the 1-2 move, misses the layup, and the ball somehow gets ended up in someone's hands. It does not. It bounces off the leg of Haley Rochenbach, goes out of bounds. Tigers ball. All right. Jenny's got the ball once again, carrying up the court. 50 seconds remain in this first half. So probably switch into possession ball here. Good ball movement there. Powers has got it. Gets it over to Ely, then back to Jenny, then back to Powers. They're moving the ball quickly and efficiently. Ely had an open look, decided not to take it. And there we go. Anya's got it this time. Long two-pointer. It gets rebounded by the Tigers, takes another shot, misses. Cadence tries to get the ball inside. They chase the ball out, both of them, and it gets Cadence did a good mover. She grabbed the ball and threw it at the Tigers' leg, and that's what caused it to go out of bounds and move it into Eagles' ball. Good job by McEwen for making that heads-up play in that snap moment. Ernst has got the ball, passes over to Bablick for a three-point line, decides to not take the three. She drives inside, goes against the tall, misses. Haley gets the rebound, misses the shot, and then it is, who got it? Cadence has got it. Now Addison's got it. There we go. Takes her shot, and it doesn't hit. It goes right off the rim on the three-point attempt. Long shot, missed from half court with zero on the clock. The Eagles lead 20-16 with the first half coming to a close. We're going to go to some commercials, and when we come back, we will begin our first halftime show of the season. Well, we'll just do what we did with the football. We'll do a first half recap, and then after that, we'll go into keys of success in the second half. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on 103.1 Trail Mix.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Welcome back here on 103.1 Trail Mix. I'm Stephen Jenlin bringing you tonight's game between the Mercer Tigers hosting the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. We're in halftime right now, and the score is 20-16, Screaming Eagles in the lead. We'll move into our first half recap for those that are joining us. Right now, we'll start with the home team, and then we'll go with the away team. Mercer came out, and they looked to be the more points-controlled team. Their passing was a little bit more crisp. They seemed to be getting open shots, but they just couldn't get the ball to drop. And they just, I mean, the thing that's killed them, killed their offense, I should say, is turnovers. They have turned the ball over so much off of their passing, because basically it started out that way. First couple minutes, it was good passing, crisp passing, look at the opens, but then the Eagles made an adjustment and just started picking off all these passes, and they just never really fully adjusted from that. So even though this score could be like 30 or 35-16, the transition defense for the Tigers, when they would give up these turnovers, which there was multiple of, they was excellent. They would get back there and disrupt the 1-2s, the 1-3s, and be able to keep the score from going up for the other team. But it still kills their offense, right? Because even though the score didn't change, you never got a chance on offense to make a shot because a pass got intercepted, right? That's been the story of the half for the Tigers. It's just a lot of turnovers with good transition defense to keep this game close. For the Eagles, they came out to a really slow start. They were like, it was like 5-0. They didn't have anything for a while. And what's kept them in the game is keeping the Tigers not on offense, because in the, you know, we were just talking about the Tigers, talking about the other side of the ball. They've been picking off all the passes. And Madison, who did a lot of this last year, who's only going to get better at doing this year, has been absolutely stellar. She's literally got 6 or 7 steals. I probably should just, you know what, I should just keep the stat myself, because every time she get one, make a check mark. But they haven't been making any buckets on the transition offense. They've been getting stuffed on drills that you run in practice where it's one defender, two offensive players. You want to do that quick pass, and both people need to know it's coming, right? Because, like, you can have the ball, but if the other person on transition doesn't think, they need to always expect they're going to get the ball, and that person needs to pretty much always expect to pass the ball to try to get that open look, and it's just not happened. And then the other thing for the Eagles is they are a leading 20-16 purely because they've had way more offensive shooting because of all the turnovers. They have been atrocious from the three-point line, but here they've just missed all but one. Otherwise, they've pretty much made all their buckets underneath the paint, and then one free throw from Haley Rashford. So that's the first half recap. And then moving straight in, we can just move right into the keys to success in the second half. And we'll start with the away team this time. I'll be honest, their defense is holding up great. They're still picking off passes, still creating turnovers, good underneath the basket. I do not – it's one of those things where, like, hey, the three-point shot's just not dropping. We've missed all of them except for one. Don't stop. None of them have been air balls. They're hitting the rim. They're hitting the backboard. They're like, it's just like, it just won't go in barely. But it's like, the three-point shot is such a transformative thing for momentum and ability to push up a score that they need to keep taking threes. So I'm serious. Even though they've only made one, and even though they've missed all of the other, like, 10 that they took, keep shooting them. Addison Bablik has had a lot of shots from the three-point line. She hasn't made any. I don't want her to stop. I'm serious. I do not want her to stop. I trust the coaching. I trust the girls in that locker room. They're a really tight unit. They're not going to be blaming and pointing fingers. Keep shooting the three. For the Tigers, the Tigers, for the amount of times that they've had to actually have offense on the rim, they've been fairly efficient. Don't turn the ball over. You know, they've had their one three-point shot as well, but number 23, Irene Morneau, I know she got called for 2 3-second violations, but that's easily fixable, right? Just watch where your feet is. She's the tallest girl on the court. She is an offensive offensive rebounding juggernaut. And as well as Ely, I believe I'm saying her name, she's also really tall, number 45 for the Tigers. So they can kind of out-muscle the Screaming Eagles under their own basket. So, I mean, just if they can stop turning the ball over between because the ball movement is mainly happening between their point guard Jenny Klopatek and Kaylee Powers and Anya Brandenburg. So if they can kind of get, if those three girls can get that under control and feed the ball to number 45 Ely and number 23 Irene, they can climb back in this game as long as they stop turning the ball over. All right. With that, I think that's our keys to success in the second half. We're going to move to our last commercial break, and when we come back, the second half will begin here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Don't go anywhere.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. It's the season of giving, and Medford Motors has some thoughtful deals. Right now, get 15% off of all Ford accessories. You can choose to have us pick up and deliver your vehicle, or for a limited time, have our mobile service install your new accessories in your driveway or at your work for no extra charge. Call or text yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 to order and schedule.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Welcome back here, 103.1 Trail Mix. I'm Stephen Gentlin bringing you the second half of this game as the Mercer Tigers are hosting Swamigan Screaming Eagles. They switched sides of the court. The Eagles drove down and got blocked. Ely blocked Ernst underneath the hoop. And then Jenny follows it up with a three-point shot, pushing this game within one. And it's now 19-20. Eagles still have the lead, but it's a lot closer. Gaines gets the ball off the shot, shoots it in the corner, misses just barely, and it goes out of bounds. It will now be Tiger ball. All right. Jenny's got the ball. She now has 2 3-point makes tonight, and maybe she should start taking some more because she is 2 for 2 from the three-point line. Pass to Kaylee, over to Ely, and back all the way up to Jenny, over to Anya, looks it back, back at the top of the key. Good ball movement. They're looking for that open shot. The ball is almost stolen by Ernst, which gives a three-point shot look for Jenny, and she misses it. Hayden gets to the rebound, passes it over to Bablick for a long two-point shot, misses, and we now have a rebound by Ely. Goes out of bounds on the attempted steal by Madison Ernst. Tigers retain possession. All right. Looking to get the ball out. Good defense. Ooh, number 45. Ely takes a three-point shot. Misses. Cadence with a good rebound. Passes to her point guard. Madison carries up the court. Gets it to Rashabak, who goes for a quick two-point shot. Misses. Jenny with the rebound under the hoop. All right. Score still 19-20. Tigers with the ball, but not with the lead. 16 minutes remain in the game. All right, good ball movement at the top. At three-pointers, back, forth, back, forth. Jenny's got the ball into the double team. Kicks it over to Kaylee Powers and back over. Then all reset. It looks like their crisp passing is back like they had at the beginning of the game. They keep reversing the ball. It gets stolen this time. Here comes the transition offense. Goes for the layup, misses. Addison gets the ball and makes it. Madison misses the layup, and then Addison got the rebound and made it, so the score is now 22-19. Eagles still have the lead. Kaylee Powers carrying the ball up, passes it over. It's stolen! Oh, no, it's re-stolen! And it's almost stolen again! But rightfully, Madison gets called for the reach in there, and that'll be a foul on her, and the Tigers will maintain possession. Before I could... It was like almost triple stolen. Almost. But either way. All right. Powers getting ready to pass the ball in. Can't do it. Oh, she hands it right off to Jenny, who passes it inside for the two-point make. Irene Morneau. Money. 21-22. Eagles still with the lead by one. And they have the ball. Ernst has got the ball. Passes it over to Haley Rashabach. Then back to Cadence. Pass the top of the key to Claire Young. Then back to Cadence. Over. Two-point shot is long and no good, but we have a great rebound made by Addison Bablick, who makes the nice two-point layup there on the offensive rebound, 24-21, with 15 minutes left in this game. Jenny moving around her pieces on the board. It is intercepted. Addison Bablick's got the ball off of the tipped pass by Ernst, goes for another layup, but she makes it. She's on fire right now. It's now 26-21. There we go. If they can keep stealing the ball. Oh, and we have another. Addison just locks up, and she steals the ball immediately, misses the layup. Oh, she would have been the hero. moves the ball to court. Number 45 takes a long two-point shot, misses. Now Claire Young's got the ball for the Eagles, carrying it up the court. Looks to pass it inside, almost stolen, but Ernst has got it. Carries it past number 45, inside to Kane's McCoon. Has to turn it around, passes it to Bablick, who gets it to Claire. Back to Bablick, open three shot, taken, and just misses off the rim. But Haley gets the offensive rebound, misses. And Irene gets the ball, someone stole it, it is stolen. Kane has got the, oh, we have a travel. Oh. Yep. Candace is frustrated because she got called for traveling, but you can't get up while not dribbling the ball, right? Because you're moving your feet and picking them up to get up. So she would have to do like a Michael Jackson, like moonwalk to get up without traveling. And she couldn't do that, and it got called. These refs are on fire. They're doing great. 14 minutes left in the game, and Tigers got the ball, but they're down 21-26. And the ball is in. It got flung inside. It gets stolen by the Eagles. 1-2-step layup for Ernst and misses. She has been off tonight for those layups. She's put almost a little bit too much mustard on them. She needs to have a little bit softer touch. She's going for the steal. Oh, almost hacking. Refs letting it play. Passes it inside. Haley gets the steal. And now we have a long pass to Claire Young, who gets control of the ball, goes for the layup, and it's in. Senior drains the basket, 28-21, and we have a timeout called by the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. I'm surprised they called the timeout when they've scored on the last four possessions they've had, but either way, that's where we're at. 13 minutes and 15 seconds remain in the second half. The Eagles are winning 28-21 after repeated fast break scores. Wow. The Eagles have just doubled down on their aggression for stealing the ball, and they're doing a great job. So when it comes to stealing the ball, okay, you can do whatever as long as you only touch the ball. So, like, if you reach in and try to whack the ball away, right, to try to steal. If you only make connection to the ball, you don't touch them, you don't hit them with an elbow, you don't push them over, right? And refs will allow a little bit of contact because, I mean, come on, it's a sport, right? But, like, you know what I'm saying. It's not egregious. It's not hacking. If you just touch the ball, it's legal. And so that's what we're seeing here. The Eagles have been incredibly disciplined to only make ball contact when they go to intercept and steal these passes and dribbling from the ball. So the Tigers got to be real tight, trying to move the ball before they get such in tight man coverage. Okay, timeout over. It's Tigers ball because the Eagles just scored. And it looks like they got some substitution. It's Sharika Rudolph. I was just going to say, she just got subbed in, and she immediately made an impact. She almost stole the ball. Okay, I thought she did. She didn't. It just went out of bounds. So either way, this is something they're very obviously practicing. It's full court press for the Eagles, really putting it on. Sharika's in front of Jenny, and we have a double dribble just got called, and that is because of the press defense from Sharika Rudolph. Great job. A mark of a good team is seeing your bench players come out making immediate impact, so that's huge for the Eagles. All right, Babbitt's got the ball, passes it inside to Haley. What a weird – Haley got her hand on the ball, but it zipped up her shoulder, and then number 45, Ely, stole it. So good defense. Pass to Jenny, looking to get inside, and the ball gets thrown out of bounds. It looked like she was trying to get the ball to her inside, but just kind of lost control of it, and it rolled off her fingers while she was trying to pass it. So it just went weird. All right. Tigers got the ball, 28-21 with 12:45 on the clock. Bablick's got it. Passes it to Cadence, who looks for the open two-point shot off the rim. Their long-range shooting tonight has been very off, but they're close. And so you just want them to keep making these shots, trying to make these shots because they're close. Sharika, good defense, trying to get inside. Shoots the layup, just barely misses. Jenny gets the ball back, misses again. And Sharika Rudolph with the rebound, carrying it up, looking. Passes it inside, and that is a travel. She had her teammate open for an easy layup. She just couldn't see it the time, and then when she tried to reset, she did travel. Ref saw it. That was good. All right. She's playing hard defense, and that is going to be a foul on Sharika Rudolph. She's playing very physical defense right now, and definitely caused the trip up there. So she'll get her first foul here. It wasn't on the shot, though, so it will just be a pass, and Tigers get a reset. All right, Kaylee Powers will be the one passing in. She's definitely going to want to try to get the ball to number 45 or number 23. She's looking. Good defense. Passing it in. Gets it to Jenny at the top and back inside to Kaylee. Then the number 23 goes for the layup. Then to 45 on the rebound. And then misses. And it gets knocked out of bounds. And it's going to be Eagles ball. Man, the Tigers did exactly what they wanted to do. They got the ball into 23's hands. Missed the layup. Then it bounced. Got 45 on the offensive rebound. She missed it and went out of bounds. All right. Rudolph's got it. Looking to pass, and we have another travel by her. She's got to calm down when she's got the ball. All right. Number 14, Alicia DelVito is subbing in for number 21, Jenny. All right. Kaylee Powers looking to pass in. She's got to pass in soon, otherwise it's going to get called, and it's stolen by Claire Young, who then passes it. That is these refs are, they need a pay raise. They are seeing everything, and it's super, that was super good heads up. So the Eagles stole the ball, but they stole it on their side of the court. So when Claire passed it to her open player, she was on the other side of the half court, so it's a half court violation. All right. Kaylee Powers loses the track of the ball, and we have a steal. And now Madison's back in the game. Passes it over to Cadence, who steps in for the layup and makes it. 30-21, Eagles out in front with 11 minutes and 25 seconds left in the game. All right. Kaylee's got the ball. Kind of bounces off her own foot, and she was an errant pass, and it gets out of bounds. It will now be Eagles ball. Substitutions come in, and it looks like number 21 coming back inside, and it's like number 15. We'll see her first play time. That is Victoria Kopak. Sophomore will be coming in for number 20, Anya Brandenburg. Okay. Ball's being dribbled here. Pass back to Shariga, who misses his open three-point shot, and the ball stays alive because of McCook. She gets the ball over to Ernst, who then passes it inside to Haley. She tries for the layup. It gets deflected. Great block by number 23 for the Tigers. And number Jenny carries it in for her three-point shot. It just barely misses. Cadence smacks the ball away, out of bounds. Cadence is playing it off. She's 100% knocked that up out. She's like, what? It wasn't me. 100% was. It's funny. All right. 10 minutes and 49 seconds remain in the second half. Timeout called by the Screaming Eagles. All right. We're going to take a quick 30-second commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have more of the second half. Don't go anywhere.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 20s. And for tomorrow, more clouds around, afternoon high into the mid-30s. There could be some flurries and snow showers in the late afternoon, picking up tomorrow night with the wind increasing as well. A rain and snow mix Thursday. Right now, it's 43.
Welcome back here on 103.1 Trail Mix as we are fully in this game, 11 minutes in this second half here as the Screaming Eagles are playing against the Mercer Tigers in Mercer. The Tigers lead 20-21. All right. Yep, all right. Just she can't reach the – okay. Too much time to explain that. Foul on 13. It's no big deal. It's still Tigers passing the ball in. Long pass. It's going to go out of bounds. There it is. All right. Tigers, she tried to float the pass to her teammate over. Oh. Okay, so the ball went across the entire court and went out of bounds. but because it was a pass-in, it still has to be passed on the other side. So, all right, Eagles got the ball, top of the key. Ernst just comes up, takes the shot, and she drains it. The wish, nothing but net, 33-21, three-point make for Madison. All right, full press offense. Trika is just a workhorse out here, making him earn every step of the court. All right. Ely's taking the three-point shot, misses it, and Kane Sukuan on the rebound. She's carrying up the court fast. It bounces off of her leg, and we have a – somehow the ball stays in possession because Claire Young gets it to Sukuan and takes the shot, misses. Haley Rajavan keeps the ball alive. No, she doesn't. It's out of bounds. Good – that looked out of bounds. Good call by the ref. All right. I want these two reffing every game this season. Like, they're letting a certain level of physicality happen that's really, I think, healthy for the game, but they're seeing everything that is blatant, right, 100%. All right. Jenny drives to the hoop, misses. Oh, that looked like it was going to be a make. It's a miss. And it's going to be called a travel on Sharika. See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Sharika had the ball for the Eagles, trying to carry up the court on the rebound. But she's in the way of a ton of bodies, and she ends up traveling because she's getting knocked about. There's no foul there. There's a certain level of physicality that should be in the game, and she traveled the ball during that. So these refs are doing a great job of keeping a good flow to the game and yet not letting things happen that shouldn't happen. Intercepted pass by Haley Rauschenbach when the Tigers pass it in. So now Eagles got it. Madison has the ball, but it gets stolen. It's moving around the court. Addison still has it, gets it to Haley, who passes it inside to Cadence, goes inside, then back outside. Eagles got to slow it down, but they speed it up. And Madison goes for a three-point shot, misses. It is recovered by Claire Young at the top of the key. Now Bablick says, me, and it looks like it's right. It is, doesn't go in. And we have where's the ball? It's going to be a jump ball called, and then it will be Tigers' ball. Good job. Kaylee Powers, when she rebounds the ball or gets the ball, she starts chucking elbows exactly how you're supposed to do. She got the ball, makes some space, and that's what she just did. So she's done this a few times, Kaylee Powers for the Tigers, where she gets that rebound, watch out, right? And if you take an elbow to the arm or the chest or whatever, on the hey, that's not your fault. You're making space, right? Love it. Okay. Jenny's got the ball now for the Tigers, tearing up the court. They have been in a scoring drought. It seems like the Eagles' defense has just absolutely suffocated them out of this. Gretchen Edder's back in for the Tigers, playing good defense. And then in the same way, we have a jump ball, and it's going to be Eagles' ball as Claire Young gets a hand on it, and she starts throwing elbows, keeping that. There we go. We have a timeout call for the Tigers with 9 minutes and 11 seconds remaining in this game. We're going to take a one-minute commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have more of this second-half basketball game. Don't go anywhere.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Welcome back. This is 103.1 Trail Mix, bringing you tonight's game. We have 9 minutes left in the second half as the Mercer Tigers are hosting the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. Eagles are leading 33-21 if you're just joining us. Eagles just passed the ball out of bounds, and the Tigers now have possession. There we go. 9 minutes just happened. They have to make up 12 points to try to tie this game up. They've been in a scoring drought. Anya Brandenburg gets the ball into Kaylee Powers. One dribble, goes for the look, misses. Good rebound by Brandenburg, who crashed inside. Jenny draws the foul as Madison Ernst draws her third foul of the game on a look like she pushed her. So Tigers get a nice little reset, which I'm sure that they appreciate. All right. Moving the ball around. Kaylee Powers at the top. tries to look inside, can't find it, gets it over to number 23, then back for an open look for Jenny in the corner, and it drops! She's three for five from the three-point line tonight. Scores out 24-33, Eagles still in the lead. Pass to the top, open look for Madison, who takes a three-point shot of her own. It misses, and Jenny gets the rebound, so she carries it up herself. Looking, passes it over to Powers, then over to Brandenburg. Back to Powers at the top of the key. She had a chance at a shot, decides not to take it. They're just moving the ball around. Oh, that looked like a bad shot, but it doesn't get called. And Madison has the ball, pass it inside. They get the turnover back, though, so the Tigers don't get punished on that. Number 14, Karen Picourt, gets it over to 23, takes a shot, makes a shot. Alicia. Wow. Alicia did a great job of adjusting instead of taking a shot, passing it to Irene, who makes the two-pointer. Now scores 26-23. Bablik gets the ball on the inside, makes the layup. It's now 35-26 with 7 minutes and 25 seconds left in the game. All right, Jenny's got the ball. Can't have the court. Down by 9 as she's trying to get her offense moving. Brandenburg passes it back. Kaylee gets a good look. Misses. And we have the ball back in Jenny's hand for another three-point minute. She makes it. She gets the ball. Get her a contract. Get her something. She's got 4 for 6 from the three-point line. Scores now 29-35. We have a timeout call by the Swamin Screaming Eagles. Smart timeout as Jenny has now made back-to-back three-pointers. Julie ripped this game back in. Well, not back-to-back. She made a three, made a two, and then, you know, Irene made a two, then they made a three. Either way, that was a nice little score of, what would that be, an 8-0 run to kind of pull this game way back into closest that they needed. So, 6 minutes, 55 seconds left in the game. Visiting team, Eagles, are leading 35-29. And prior to the last 2 minutes, the Tigers had only scored a few buckets. They were kind of in a scoring drought. Well, whatever that coach said on that timeout got them fired up because they started draining shots. So they're full. They're back. They're in this game now. They're not fully back. Still down by 6 with 7 minutes to go, right? But they're getting there. So Eagles, they're just going to have to play a little bit tighter defense on Jenny specifically because she is. That's their senior. She's stepping up. That's the leader of the team. And she's 100% accepting this mantle right now to try to get her team back in position to win this game. All right. Timeout is over, as that is the buzzer. And we will have a pass in. It's Eagles ball to start. So, okay. All right. Bablik passes it into Madison, then back to Bablik, who then goes for the three-point shot. And it's an air ball, and it's going to miss. Claire Young tried to get the rebound, but it was just over. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that Claire? That's number 23. Excuse me. Gretchen Etter was on the rebound attempt, but the ball never bounced, so it went straight out. Oh, immediate intercepted by Ernst, who is looking, can't find anything, so she's going to reset. Drives to the hoop, gets the ball passed off to Gretchen, who gets it stolen from her. Now Jenny's got a straight line to the hoop, but Bablik comes in, and she's going to draw a foul. Great job by Jenny. And, you know, you hate to see the foul, but that was a smart move by Bablik to get in there because that was pretty much going to be automatic if she didn't. So, the Jenny, who exactly who you want to have the ball, has the ball to try to make her two free throws here to try to get this score within 4. All right, first shot is, just hits the back of the rim. Substitutions are moving in. Claire Yonk is in, and I imagine Gretchen's coming out. Yep. All right. Number 14, Alicia, is out, and then Powers comes back in. Scores 29-35, Tigers in the deficit, and they're trying to make their second free throw right here, and it is good. Score is now within 5, and the Eagles still have the lead and the ball. Pass inside, nice job to Bablik, who gets her own rebound off the block shot, but her foot was standing on the out-of-bounds line. Refs see all. They have a third eye, and it's on the top of the ceiling. They can see everything. Okay. Tigers got the ball back. Ball pass to Jenny. Cadence playing tight defense. Good screen attempt. The ball gets passed up to number 45. He goes for the layup, gets her own rebound, then lays it up again and gets it. 32-35. The score's within three. Screaming Eagles trying to make something happen, but they can't. All right, pass is made over. Ernst has got the ball at the top. She goes in, and as she's driving, the ball gets hit away on the attempt to steal. Goes out of bounds. Eagles retain possession. Okay. All right, Rauschenbach has the ball. Back to Ernst. Throws up the three, and it's good! Bass and Ernst breaking the dry spell for scoring here. It's now 38-32. Eagles in the lead. All right, Kaylee Powers has got the ball. Passes it inside to Ani Brandenburg, who lasers it in to number 45. Nice little handoff to Jenny, who then makes a two-pointer. It's now 34-38. Eagles got the ball. Madison carrying it. Nice pass to Haley Rauschenbach. Goes to the two-pointer. It's a little bit too much juice. It goes over the hoop. And now it's back in Jenny's hands for the Tigers. All right. All right. She's keeping the ball at the top of the key, waiting for offense to step up. Here comes the screen. Cadence doesn't bite. Ball gets passed in. It's almost stolen. It is stolen. Now Haley's got it on the 1-2. Back to Cadence, who makes the 1-2 shot. Goes for the layup. It's a miss. But Haley gets it. It's a miss again. And Jenny gets the rebound after two tap misses. Passes it all the way up the court. Ely's got the ball. Passes it over. Gets it to Kaylee Power. One dribble, two step. And she misses the layup. Excuse me. And now it's back in the Eagles' court. They're sprinting up it. She gets the pass over to Claire. Then to Cadence. Makes it the layup. Finally, we have points on the board by somebody. 40-34. Eagles score. Cadence McCoon makes the layup. 4 minutes and 23 seconds remain in the game. 6-point lead for the Eagles. Tigers got the ball, though. Oh, almost a steal there. Can't do it. Anya has the ball for a long two. Misses. Bounces off Haley's hand. It goes. Oh, as Haley's trying to pick it up, Irene tries to get the ball. Hits it. It goes out of bounds. Eagles ball. All right. 4 minutes and 9 seconds here. Eagles pass it in. Madison's got it. She's carrying it up the court. Eagles, nice crossover step. Gets the ball over to Bablick, who gets the ball. Shoots a long two-pointer. Tries to keep the ball alive. McCoon, she does, but it went straight to the Tigers team, and now they're carrying up the court. Kaylee Powers has it. The ball is jump ball, and it's going to be called. Wait, refs are deliberating? What are they calling? Whose ball is it? Tigers ball. Okay. I didn't want to say it early unless I knew for sure. Okay. Kaylee Powers did a good job of hanging on to that ball, even though it was almost stolen. And that's going to be passed in. Nice job by Ely. Pass in. Oh, it's dropped by Kaylee Powers. Now Madison's got the ball carried up the court. Brandenburg's got a good look, but nice 1-2 drill. Misses the layup. Now Kaylee Powers has it, but she gets tagged for the double dribble. That would explain why I thought that dribble looked weird. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't going to say anything. You know, sometimes when you're running, you get a weird dribble. Well, there you go. It looks weird because it was weird. It was a double dribble. Scores for the Eagles are still in the lead by 6, 40-34 with 3 minutes and 28 seconds left in the game. You'd think the Eagles would slow the pace of the game down, but they're like, nah, we run fast, we run hard. All right. Fast pass to Madison on the outside. Gets it to Haley on the inside. Goes for a nice little short, like an 8-footer, but misses the ball. Misses the shot. Now the Tigers got it with 3 minutes and 13 seconds. Deficit. Jenny goes for the nice little rainbow hook shot. Misses. And now Claire's got the ball for the Eagles. Passes it inside. Can't do it. Turnover. And now Anya passes to Kaylee Powers for the Tigers. And we almost have another steal attempt. It's going to be a jump ball. And they're calling it Eagles. Good job. All right. Okay, that was, I just said, why aren't they slowing it down? Cadence just, she passes it in. She just yelled, come on, let's slow it down. Well, I mean, they have the lead by six, and they can take, you know, 20 seconds off of a possession. Haley's got the ball now in the corner, passes it over to Bablik, then over to Ernst, the top of the key, then to Claire. She's looking for a passing lane, gets the ball over to Cadence, then to Madison. Surely they've slowed it down, but not for lack of trying. We have an open attempt. Madison drives it, gets it to Haley for the two-point shot. Misses. Great job by Irene, who's throwing elbows like she should.